Five reasons why Chennai Super Kings beat Sunrisers Hyderabad. Reason number five, Manish Pandey drops Dhoni. When MS Dhoni came into bat, Chennai needed 43 off 35 balls. Hyderabad's only hope was to continue picking up wickets and hoping Chennai felt the pressure. Shakib Al Hasan induced a rare miss hit from MS when he was on two, the ball going straight to long on where Manish Pandey put down an easy catch. Reason number four, no swing for Bhuvaneshwar. At the breezy Pune Stadium, where Chennai's Chahar got much swing going, Hyderabad's top seamer, Bhuvaneshwar, had an off day. His new ball didn't quite swing and he went for 16 runs in his first two overs. Williamson brought him back for the 13th to break the Watson-Raidu partnership, but he conceded 14 runs in it. Bhuvi's wicketless spell hurt Hyderabad's chances. Reason number three, Bravo's bowling at the death. MS Dhoni has mostly opted for Bravo for the latter 10 overs. And on Sunday too, he brought him in for the 10th and then the death overs. At the death, he gave just 28 up from his three overs and picked up the important wicket of Dhawan, bringing his economy in death overs this match to 9.33. Before this match, Bravo's economy in the death overs this season was 11.33. He also took a fine catch to dismiss Kane Williamson. Reason number two, Deepak Chahar's start with the ball. Deepak Chahar returned to the Chennai team and bowled like he'd never been out with an injury. Bowling in the power play, he conceded just three runs in his first two overs and provided the early breakthrough by dismissing the dangerous Alex Hales. Chahar is having his finest Indian T20 season so far with an economy of 7.29 from eight games. Reason number one, Raidu and Watson's record partnership.